The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Man, I hope you, this sounds like it's going to be a good weekend. It was a great couple of cool nights we had and nicer days. You could tell fall's right around the corner, but that's okay. We need to get excited about the fall. Hey, but let's talk about today's show. On today's show, we've got Captain Tony on Lake Michigan with an on-the-water report, as always. We're getting some kings and steelhead a little bit closer, and he's got to go out and find some bigger ones for the people, so we'll hear from Tony. Then John Daly of the Southside Muskie Hawks will be on to talk about fall musky fishing, since it's getting cooler and, you know, those fish are getting a little bit more. Hey, we got to bulk up for winter. We're going to talk to him about how to do that. And then we're going to talk about their club meetings that they have at Vince's Restaurant on 63rd Street in Chicago, which is a great restaurant and a great place to have the meeting, and how much fun you can have when you're there with everybody else and meet some new friends. Even if you're just interested in musky fishing a little bit to start out with, stop at one of their meetings and you could learn from some of the local guys that catch a lot of fish. At following John, we're going to have our very own Mr. Mike Reynolds. Yes, he's our hunting pro staffer extraordinaire for Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we're going to be talking about the most humbling bird we hunt. That's the dove. And just getting a couple of those birds really does show you have some great skills or plain luck. I'm not quite sure, because those doves are really hard to find, and what they fly past, and they're the fastest flying and dodging and moving. It's unbelievable with those birds. We're going to hear from Mike about that. Their season's open now, so you're seeing a lot of hunters out in the sunflower fields on private and public lands all over the Midwest. We're then in our last segment. That's right. We're going to have our good friend and my grandson, Aiden, giving us a little fishing report with school, football, hockey. Oh, I hope I keep getting reports from him this fall and winter, but I'm pretty sure he'll go fishing anyway because he likes to do that. And then our other outdoor information in our segment there, and it's, you know, all packed for a show that you're going to enjoy. So we don't want you to go away. You know, check it out. Sign up for our automatic download on our ESPN Chicago app. Download it for free and listen to us anytime 24/7. But before we go, now let's hear from Captain Tony somewhere on the big pond of Lake Michigan. Hey, Tone.
Hey, good morning, Chauncey. How's it going?
Buddy, we're having a good day. Cool nights. I'm getting excited about more of those big, toothy, big salmon and steelhead and stuff coming closer in and having some fun with us while we're out on a boat. What's going on?
Well, what's happening is there is still a couple deep water pods out there, but they're pretty far out right now. You know, again, they're out, you know, 200 to 250. Some of the kings are staging in front of various harbors right now. We've been working like 90 to 120 back to 60 early pre-dawn, looking for them gnarly, ugly-looking kings, you know. But there are still some silver ones in the mix.
Mm.
But, yeah, flies, dodgers, a lot of schools. I started running a couple big chrome J-plugs, just to entice them a little more.
Mm, yes, you got to say, come here and have some lunch, boys. Come here, you know?
Right, right.
I heard some of the harbors are finding some fish, you know, that are a little bit on the golden-colored side, and not a lot of fish yet, but so that must mean they're staging out in front of the harbors where, you know, the guys in the boats and charter captains can, you know, pick up some nice fish and stuff like that. And
Go ahead.
No, are they still getting Lakers and Steelhead, too?
Yeah, there's a mixed bag out deeper. You know, if you're in shore and shallow to 60 to 90, you might not see any of them unless the water turns real cold. But for them Lakers and the Steelies, yeah, I would dump in 160 and keep going east, find a pot of fish, work it, you know, don't go too far. I heard a couple guys, I ain't naming where, they went out to like 290 and they said there's a bunch of steelhead out there, but I heard they were beating up on the nursery. So there's pods of fish swimming around, you know. If you got a little boat, you know, it's a pretty nice flat day. Personally, I would run out and dump in 200 and go look for some bows offshore or just hit the hill real quick for maybe an hour and a half and then run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, big spoons, little spoons. If you're looking for kings, try glow-in-the-darks, you know, pre-dawn. That's always a good one. One of my favorites is the all-time is glow chrome coyote with a glow squiddy on it.
Ooh,
that's an old favorite of mine. I usually run this time of year for them big kings.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds good. And once again, you know, people, if they're interested in, you know, going out on a charter with you, and, you know, September gets to be a rough month because, you know, the gales of September, October.
Yeah, it started already. Believe me, you know, there's more hit and miss days. You know, it's like, just don't want to get beat up for fish. You know, we've been having some gales, some real rough waves out there. You know, if you're a little boater, please check that weather. Don't go get caught out there in some gnarly stuff.
No, and, you know, this week the Chicago police had to go pick up two guys in kayaks and one on a, what do they call those, paddle boards, because they were a mile offshore and it got ugly out there. Come on, guys. You know?
Right. At least, like I heard, they had cell phones in plastic bags.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Definitely. Safety first, that's the key out there.
And they all wore life jackets.
There you go, main thing, plus.
Yep, that's exactly it. Well, Tony, once again, give me a phone number so people can give a call to.
Yeah, call the office at area code 847-838-2037. Because visit me on my worldwide web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. And I am going to be in the water through mid-October this year.
Okay, sounds good, my friend. And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Get that rod!
Get the rod! Get the rod! Get the rod! Fish on! Fish on! Get the rod! Fish on! Get the rod!
Be safe out there, everybody.
All right, take care, Tony.
All right, bye.
That's Captain Tony, everybody, from Diamond Ghost Charter out of Winthrop Harbor, a truly great Great Lakes fisherman. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2000. 214-580-2577. 314-580-2577. And plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Shatsuwalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, didn't you feel the cool air we had this week in the evenings? And it just felt so good. And, you know, wait, I hear the phone ringing. Let's see who's on the phone. Well, let's all say howdy-doody to our good friend, Mr. John Daly. How are you, fun?
How are you doing, Chauncey? Thanks for calling.
Nope.
Thanks for me calling you.
Well, first of all, everybody, John is part of a really fun, good group of people called the Southside Muskie Hawks, correct?
Yeah, that's it, Chauncey.
And you
We're
guys...
Chapter of Muskies, Inc.
Yeah. Chapter of Muskies, Inc. And you guys do a lot of fun stuff, and you do stuff like, you know, with outings and, you know, working on raising money and helping out youth groups, etc. But, you know, I had to talk to you because this time of the year, I start getting that itch because when it's cooling down, I know the muskies eat year-round, but when it starts cooling down that water, I just think they get all excited, don't they?
Yeah, John. They start thinking about getting on a winter feed, and they start sensing that we got a change of light and the water starts cooling, so they start getting more active.
And getting more active means they're chasing baits.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, John.
So do all the guys in the club hope they're chasing baits.
Yeah, they stay elusive, but they're a fun fish. I mean, if you ever been out there and had a fish come to follow your bait to the side of the boat and catch one on a figure eight, you're hooked. Hooked.
Well, I've had them come up to my boat and, you know, follow my figure eight. They never bit the figure eight, but I will never forget the first time I saw a muskie come out of the water 3 times. Now, the guy probably needed glasses, but he came out of the water 3 times, straight up out of the water, and then he was going down on my great big jitterbug. I mean, a huge jitterbug that I had, and he missed it all 3 times.
Well, you know, that's all part of the whole thing about catching muskies. Sometimes they follow, sometimes they miss the bait because they get so aggressive, or sometimes they just get finicky and they'll just nip the tail of a cowgirl, you know, so you never know. But it's, you hear the statement all the time saying, well, we've seen a muskie, you know, well, you didn't get one, but you've seen one. And it's once you see them, it's kind of like you're caught.
Yeah,
you're caught.
Well, like I said, he never hit my bait. He missed it three times, but I got to tell you, I was ruined for 3 days after that.
You're not alone, John.
I was ruined for 3 days. You know,
join the club.
Yeah, but now you know this time of the year. Do you go with a? You know, I've heard that in the spring you can go with a smaller, a big bass bait, you know, especially on the chain of lakes. You go with big bass baits, you'll catch muskies. But, I mean, you know, for other musky waters and different things like that, do you go with a little bit bigger baits now, or do you kind of stay with a medium-sized bait?
Well, you know, Chance, the theory is that they'll go towards the bigger baits in the fall. But let's face it, as we get older, it becomes harder to throw the big baits. So I get kind of lazy. I rather throw the smaller baits and be more productive, get more cast in there. In theory, they want bigger baits, but let's face it, as you get older, your back and your arms and your shoulders and everything hurts. And I would rather throw a smaller bait, keep it in the water, and not get worn out early so I can fish all day long. So when I was younger, I used to throw the big 1-pounders and all that. As you get older, then you downsize with the smaller Medusas. You know, I mean, it's just what your body can handle.
Yeah, well, that's true. And then if you could legally do it, then you start trolling for them.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing about it, and that's an option, Chance, because what happens is that after a while, you can cover more water, and let's face it, when you nowadays with the boards, using the boards, and using different lines and all the trolling techniques out there now, you can get more lines in the water, but the more lures you have, or have the water time you have the lures in the water, more fish you catch. So I do that as a, I'd rather catch them casting, Chance, but I'll go to trolling too. And, you know, I was a big troller from Lake Michigan when I used to salmon fish all the time. So I know about how to troll and the different techniques. And let's face it, if you're not getting them to cast or you're not seeing them, then you cover water, you know. So
yeah. No, that's true. And, you know, so, you know, what would be some of your favorite baits to go with this time of the year? You know, we're talking September, October.
You know, the water is still warm yet. So, I mean, you could still throw your bucktails, your cowgirls. You know, I would throw the smaller cowgirls and you could throw your shad wraps, like super shads or suics. You know, and you want to throw, if you have two guys in a boat, you want somebody in the bow throwing a faster bait, and then somebody in the back of the boat throwing a slower bait. And then because you might get a fish to follow, but they don't want to hit a faster bait, they might hit that slower bait. And as the water cools, then you start thinking about suckers too, running suckers off the boat. So
yeah, I know. The first time I was out with a guide many, many years ago, we were in Wisconsin, and he pulls this sucker out of a live well. And I go, "What are you doing with that?" And he said, "Well, it's our bait." I said, "You know, I'm from the south side of Chicago. We'd fillet that and call it lunch, you know."
Yeah, it's amazing. Some of the size suckers people run. And, you know, there's a place for everything, you know, whether, and it depending, you know, they say big suckers, big fish. You won't get a lot of the small ones. But you know, you gotta gear the suckers towards what body of water you're fishing.
Yeah.
So.
And at the end, when you're using live bait for, you know, muskie, you kind of think a little bit like when you're using a jig and minnow for walleye and you put that stinger hook on it, you really have to have that stinger hook on those muskie, you know, live, the suckers that you're using for bait for muskie, because that sucker, you know, if he grabs it, you're not having it's not a little hook, folks. That it's a pretty hefty hook that's in, you know, in the meaty part of those suckers for the muskie to grab onto. I mean, it's you don't just hook them through the nose or through the back by the dorsal fin. You've got to really rig that thing so you're not going to have that fish. You're going to hook the fish where you want them hooked, in the mouth, not swallowing it in the gullet, right?
Right. You're going to use a quick set rig. The key with that is gearing your gear towards the right size. Mm-hmm. So if you have the smaller suckers, you're going to have a quick set that's separate at type of suckers. As you get a bigger sucker, then you might get a three-hook system into the bigger sucker. And it's all a technique that, you know, if you go into a bait shop, you can ask the locals, you know, what's the best rig that they're using for the suckers. You know, if you've been fishing for a while, and that's why people come to the meetings too, Chunks. They learn all this. They learn from the members, you know, where they've been out and what to use and how to set, you know, we bring guest speakers in. And we tell people, you know, this is what we do and this is how we do it and this is why we do it. Or our guest speaker will come in and he'll talk about, you know, techniques. So you learn a lot from coming to a meeting and jawing with the guys, and especially if you're coming in new, so you're not buying a lot of stuff that you really don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not spending, it's like having an advantage whereas if you go out there and you hire a guide, well, that's, you're learning from the guide.
Yeah.
But if you come to a meeting, you can learn from guys who've been on the water, paid their dues. And, you know, we've had guys come in, oh, we're fishing this body of water. Well, here, bring the map and we'll mark it for you. Well, you know, we hit good, you know, so.
Yeah. And that's one of the things, you know, with the meetings he's talking about, everybody is called the Southside Muskie Hawks, right?
Right, right. And we meet every third Wednesday. We're just getting back after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were in a holding pattern there for a while, like most clubs were. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that we could come back and be safe. So we're going to start back September 15th and meet at Vince's Pizza. And it's 7 o'clock in the evening. And the address is 6217 West 63rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's $8 to come in for members, $10 for non-members. And we put peach and pop out there. That's all provided part of the entry.
Mm-hmm.
We have a raffle. It's a nice club, and it's a good night out. We have a nice bunch of people in there and that been with the club for years. So.
And that's one of the things that you mentioned earlier, and I just let you talk about it. It was like, you know, here I am. I'm interested in musky fishing. I don't have, how should I say, I don't have a, you know, I don't have a boat or, you know, or all the gear that all these guys have got. You know, you sit down and don't be just afraid and say, hi, my name's Joe and I'm new to musky fishing, or I want to get into musky fishing. I thought it'd be fun to come to this meeting. What should I do to get started? And you're going to have five or six new friends who one of them is going to invite you out on his boat. And also do a, you know, so you may not need to have any gear if you go out with all the guys.
Well, and the thing about it, Chance, is that when you come out, you know, and you want to do it, you really don't know where to go. And, you know, just local areas, you know, if you want to fish a chain or if you want to fish Evergreen Lake or
yeah.
if you want to do Shabana. Or if you want to, the big thing now is a lot of people have high hopes for Lake Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, and then we do, it's not only local guys. We have an outing in October going to Lake Eau d'Azur. guys just came back from Lake Vermilion. So, and I had another group just come back from Cass Lake. So, we have a lot of people that fish. We're a multi-species club. We're a chapter of Muskies, Inc., but we fish everything. I fish perch on the lake. I fish salmon. I fish stripers down in Arkansas. So we do everything, and we fish bass in the local ponds. It's a fishermen's club. The guys get together, and we talk, and we socialize. It's a nice bunch of people.
And so, like I said, you know, I had a John coming on from Southside Muskie Hawks to talk about muskie fishing, and you know, whether, like you said, Geneva or the other waters, or you're looking at the Mississippi, or you're looking at some of the waters of in eastern Michigan, or you know, even if you're looking below the main dam of Bussy Lake, which there are more muskies than you guys will ever know about. I mean, it's just there's a lot of good fishing close to home. You just got to look for it and then try it out yourself and enjoy a day. And especially, you know, become part of a group like the Southside Muskie Hawks, because then you've just become, you've got more friends than you're going to know what to do with that all love to fish.
Yeah, you don't, John, you don't have to become a member coming in. We don't pressure anyone. And just come and come to our meeting, see whether, you know, the glove that's on your hand, whether you, you enjoy it, you know.
Yeah. What, what was the night of the meeting again?
It's September 15th, Wednesday, third Wednesday of the month.
Third Wednesday of the month.
Vince's Pizza, and it's 6217 West 63rd Street, 7 o'clock.
Oh, good Southside pizza, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know you know that, John.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you don't go on a diet there.
No, you don't. John, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you, Chauncey. Thanks for supporting our club.
Anytime, my friend, anytime. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
Black, this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, oh, the phone is ringing. Let's see who's on the phone waiting to talk to us. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's our good buddy, pro staffer, you know, extraordinaire of Chauncey's Great Outdoors hunting team, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Da, 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 da,
pro da, staffer da. Extraordinaire?
Yeah, pro staffer extraordinaire.
Okay. Well, not sure what that means, but I'll take it.
I'm not sure I know what it means, but,
yeah, you know. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I know, you know, we've got a little bit of nuisance goose going on, and, you know,
No. They don't call it nuisance anymore.
Oh, that's right,
They call it resident goose.
Resident goose, yes. They have the little village stickers on their wings, I guess.
That's right. You have to put your little finger out when you say that.
Yes. And but, you know, they're up there and flying around, and we love to hear the thud when they hit the ground. But there's another type of hunting going on for the next month or so. It goes a little longer, but I mean, you know, all I can say is I feel like I'm trying to take down an F-16 with its afterburners on.
Yes, if you're talking about dove hunting, then that's what it's like. It's like trying to shoot an F-16 with a spitball.
And the afterburners are going on the F-16.
And the afterburners. And it ducks and dodges and twists and turns and does unbelievable things in the air.
Dove hunting in Illinois. First of all, doves, yes, there's resident doves. But there's also, you know, migrating doves. That's why they, when things are cold up north, they kind of push them south, and which gives us more, you know, opportunities. And a lot of people see these doves in their neighborhoods, whether you're in the city or in the suburbs or the country, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're the same doves. They could be at your bird feeder one night, and then the next morning they're in a sunflower field on state property.
You know, trying to fatten up for their next trip to wherever that's going to be. But you mentioned how, and I don't know what it is about these birds. They are, you know, we've talked about, you know, shooting, sporting clays or shooting trap and skeet. You know, I don't care. You could shoot that. You could be a 100 bird, you know, clay bird shooter, which means you could shoot 100 of them and, you know, hit every one of them. But you could go out into a field of sunflowers, blossoms that are dry and the seeds are falling, and those doves come in, and if you're shooting 20%, you're pretty dang good.
Oh yeah. Excuse me. If you're shooting 20%, you're probably one of the best shots in the field. They are like I said, they twist and turn. So when you shoot at them, they pick up motion. They duck and dodge and dip and doodle, and they make it even more difficult than a clay bird to hit because they can twist and turn and start. It seems like they can stop in midair. I'm sure they can't, but the birds that I've shot at stop, let the shot go by, and then continue on.
I think we shot at the same bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they are just, and that's what makes the acrobatics of them so cool. Illinois, we have a 15 bird limit for a daily limit. And, you know, you're not out there with your heavy, you know, your fours and sixes. You want to be a lighter load to shoot these things. It just makes sense.
Yeah, because you want as many pellets as you can going down range at them. But you also, they're a little tiny bird. I don't know if they weigh 2 ounces or 3 ounces. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't take much to bring them down. So you want as many opportunities as possible.
Yeah, and
most guys use between 7.5 and 9 shot, which,
yeah,
you know anything about shot, that's very, very, very tiny and really open chokes from skeet chokes. I know guys that hunt with skeet chokes because the pattern spreads really quick.
Well, that's cool. I mean, but, you know, once again, those things, and it's not like you're calling them. It's, you know, you're not. You don't have a duck call or a goose call. You know, there's not a morning dove call, but they just come in out of nowhere. It's a little bit different because we're so used to our duck and goose hunting and, you know, pheasant hunting being in a cooler time of the year, where dove hunting, you know, you could be, well, it's been nice now, but I mean, you could be in 90 degree weather hunting them.
Oh, bring plenty of water and fine shade. When I was younger, we used to hunt Kankakee River State Park, and we hunt this Blaine's Conservation Area every single opener. September 1st was a big deal for us. This was in the days before we had resident goose season.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be 50 degrees or it could be 90 degrees. But the one thing we did learn is we brought plenty of water. We always bought a hat, and we always tried to find a shade.
Yeah.
Because it could be brutal.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, the other thing I learned from a more, when I was a yut, like you're speaking when you were a youth, and when I was a yut, I was talking to an older gentleman that was hunting, and he told me, you know, I sewed what am I had this, I had this, I had something to drink, and he goes, "Where's your cooler?" I go, "For what?" He goes, "The doves." He goes, "You shoot a dove, you want to throw it on ice in that cooler. So you don't want it. You don't want it baking in the sun any more than it needs to." And I went, "Oh,
sage advice from that gentleman."
Yeah, and he says, "You will remember me when you're taking your first bite, and your second bite. You know, when you wrap the breasts in bacon and put them on the grill, you will think you are in heaven."
Yes, with a little bit of. Oh, I can't think of the name of the. We used to use an Italian seasoning, the kind you mixed in the bottle, came in a packet.
Mm-hmm.
Seven Seas, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to drizzle a little of that on there.
And
Very tasty.
Yeah, but that's the one thing. I mean, and they have numerous clutch hatches a year, so there's millions and billions of them.
Oh, yeah. We used to have a blue spruce in the backyard, and every year we would get a dove. Erin used to like to think it was the same one coming back, but who knows? But she would hatch at least 2 clutches, and sometimes 3. So there's plenty out there.
Yeah. And but all I can say is, and Mike mentioned it, you know, you've got to be at the ready. Now, you don't have to have the shotgun to your shoulder, but you got to be at the ready to pop it up there fast and swing it and go left and right. And yes, it's okay to, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, but, you know, you almost want a lighter shotgun, a 20 gauge or something to be able to move quicker with it, because those things are just fast. Now, and Mike said it, that bird's coming down from the left. You pick up the gun, look, yep, it decided it's going to go straight up for about 6 feet and then come back down and make a turn to the left. And you're like, how'd you do that?
Yeah, it can be, they're here and gone in the heartbeat.
Yeah.
There'll be nothing happening, and then all of a sudden a small flock will come in, and then they're gone. For those that hunt ducks and geese, they're like teal. except I think they're faster than teal and they're harder to hit than teal.
Yeah.
And teal is some kind of, to give you another look. Excuse me. Dove won't give you another look. They'll be gone.
Nope. They're going somewhere else.
Yeah. We used to try to find cuts in trees. The state used to have really good fields, and I haven't hunted a dove field on a state property in quite a while. But they used to have really good fields. They would knock down, oh, I don't know, probably 60% of the sunflowers, so they were on the ground, and they would leave some standing.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have stakes out, and I want to say every 50 yards, every 100 yards, is where you would draw that stake. And they did a really nice job. And we would always look for low spots in the trees because it seemed like the dove liked to come, like you and I like to take the path of least resistance.
Mm-hmm.
They like to come the easiest. So when they came into the field, they would blast through these cuts in the trees. And that's what we seemed the key on it. And we did pretty good. We got a lot of shots. And we ate some dove, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you go out there, the limit is 15, and yes, if you get, you know, if you're a seasoned dove hunter and you got your limit of birds, congratulations. I'm very proud of you. But,
yeah,
you know, you get out there and you haven't really shot any skeet or trap or got that movement down path, you're going to be just throwing a lot of shells out there to, you know, get that momentum back because it's not uncommon to be a 15-20%. When you start getting into 30-40%, success rate, then you're as a dove hunter, you're doing very, very well. You know,
And the kind of dovetail, pun intended, with what you said about the 20 gauge, you're gonna shoot a lot of shots. A 12 gauge, even light loads, is gonna hurt after a while. We used to bring a minimum of 100 shells for a 15 bird limit, and there were days where we went through 100 shells and did not. I'll talk about myself, not we.
Mm-hmm.
I went through 100 shells and did not have a 15-bird limit. So we were macho. We wouldn't shoot a 20-gauge because that was a girl's gun back then. But now that I'm older and wiser, a 20-gauge over and under would have been the way to go.
Oh, yeah. It would have been fun, sweet, easy to maneuver, and tasty on the grill.
Tasty on the grill.
Tasty on the grill. And they're very easy to clean. I mean, you can go into books to learn about how to clean them or send me a note and I'll tell you how to clean them because it's very simple to clean a mourning dove. It very, very is. And then, like I says, but keeping them cool while you're in the field is really, really important. Thank you, old guy, who told me that many years ago.
Yeah, keeping them cool is the key. I mean, it's like any game meat, though, Chance. Think about it. What's the first thing we do with almost everything we kill? We try to cool it down.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. It's the same principle. But this is the time of year where it's a lot warmer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So a little bit of dove hunting in Illinois and many other states throughout the Midwest. This is the time of the year you see them.
Also, Chance, down south, it's a social event down south. If you go into Texas or you go to Alabama or Georgia or Mississippi, it's a social event. I don't know if everybody opens at the same time, but I do know that all of my southern friends, dove opener is a big deal. People come for miles to shoot your sunflower field, and there's sweet tea, and there's barbecue, and it's a big hoop-de-doo. It's a social event, and it never quite caught on up here like it is, but if you ever get a chance to go to a southern dove shoot, do yourself a favor and go, because you're in for a good time.
Is that southern friend of yours the gentleman that used to make calls?
Oh, yeah, he's getting a little long in the tooth for that, but I'm sure it's still a big deal down there, yeah.
Oh, yes, he is. I bet you he is. Yeah, because he loved doing that, I bet. Little bang-bang sweet tea, little barbecue.
No, he's not a sugar guy. He's a health nut.
Well, then he's so just not having sweet tea. He's eating the barbecue.
he'd have unsweet tea. But yeah, it's a tradition. It's a southern tradition.
Cool.
And it's generational too. That's the cool thing about it. You'll get little kids, and you'll get old men, and there'll be three or four generations in between them. And it's multi-generational. It's a social event. It's a really cool thing to be involved in.
And that's another thing about dove hunting. It's not uncommon to see a grandpa, the dad, uncle, whatever, sitting on a stool, and then a nephew, niece, or whatever in their little camouflaged outfit sitting next to them while they're out in the field, you know, if they're allowed to do that. I mean, it's a multi-generational thing, and I agree with you totally, Mike.
Isn't that what it's all about, though?
That's all it is.
That's we're supposed to pass it on, mm-hmm. and hopefully we can convince our children to pass it on to their children, mm-hmm. and that's how this whole thing we call hunting propagates.
That's exact hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors. And your children's children.
Hey, I've heard that before.
Yeah, somewhere I've heard it too. Hey,
I'm not sure where I've heard it. You should use that. That's pretty catchy right there.
I may use it on today's show. Tell you what,
there
buddy.
You go.
How about if I get you back on when we get a little closer to deer season opening for archery?
That would be fine with me.
We'll look forward to that, Mike, okay?
Thank you, sir.
That was Mike Reynolds, everybody, pro staffer, hunter extraordinaire for Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Well, everybody, I hope you're enjoying today's show. And remember, today is September 11th when the terrorists attacked New York, and not just New York, but they really attacked our whole country. It hurt everyone. And please remember all of those people in the buildings and their families, and also the first responders who were running into the building when everyone else was running out. Their brave souls, their memories should always be remembered. Okay, let's talk about the happy parts. Let's talk about Aiden's Fishing Report. Okay, this is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine. Linda Sue's parents said that they fished the St. Joe area and they caught a few salmon by casting spoons. And they saw some people catch drum and a few catfish, but that was all they caught. They then launched their boat and went out to 45 feet of water south of the pier and caught perch again. The salmon, they said, were in about 30 feet of water. There were lots of boats inside the pier heads. It was almost like a traffic jam. Dad and I fished the Muskegon River area. We saw a few salmon being caught by the boaters trolling in and near the harbor mouth. Glow plugs were the best bait for most of those guys out there. We saw pier anglers catch a few drum and while they were casting for salmon. So they must have had a good time. We caught a few fish, but nothing to be really excited about. There was enough for dinner for us, but we had a great time out on the water. Very busy with football and hockey season starting, so I'll keep you posted as many times as I can get out, but I will always tell you about my fishing adventures from your fishing magician grandson, Aiden. That's my Aiden Fishing Report. He must be getting busier in junior high school. That's all I got to say. And once again, this report was sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. The Illinois Conservation Foundation is inviting hunters and supporters to participate in the ICF Director's Hunt at Wayne Fitzgerald State Recreation Area in Southern Illinois. This two-day controlled pheasant hunt and quail hunt is co-sponsored by Pheasant Forever and Quail Forever. It's scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, November 29th and 30th. That's a great time to go down there. Oh, it's beautiful. And boy, do you have a great meal and you shoot lots of birds. There's 25 different fields. It includes a morning check-in, lunch on November 29th, full afternoon of hunting,
cocktail reception, dinner, auction in the evening on November 30th. A morning hunt is scheduled the next day, so you can't go wrong. All participants are required to be observant of guidances from the CDC, the Illinois Department of Public Health. Cost of it is $375 for individual hunters and $1,300 for a team of four, which includes two hunts, guide, and a dog. Registration and sponsorship information is available on the ICF website, so check it out or give them a call at 217-785-2003. Michigan's Liberty Hunt is this weekend. It's a firearm deer hunt on private and public lands for youth and hunters with disabilities. It's back statewide. It's for today and tomorrow. It's the 11th and the 12th. Hunters 16 and younger are eligible, along with hunters with disabilities who can't participate. For more information, please go to the Michigan DNR website. Fishing in Chicago early in the morning, they're seeing a few more salmon at the harbor mouths and in the harbors in Chicago. Remember, for some odd reason, they're letting us fish those harbors before sunup, where they're kicking us out of the harbors after dark in the Chicagoland area. Action is also being happening in the harbors north, and Winthrop Harbor is also seeing some fish, along with Waukegan being hooked by shore anglers. Boaters are working a lot closer in for those salmon, like you heard on Captain Tony's report earlier in the show, but no perch anywhere. Northwest Indiana. We're seeing kings are being picked up from Burns Ditch and a few coho early in the morning. Out on J-plugs, glow spoons. Perch are kind of poor right now with the kings around. Hey, if you got a thing that's 10 times bigger than you, you're not going to be around. So the perch are a little slow. Wolf Lake crawlers and leeches took some walleye in the low light period. That has a lot of anglers excited there. Cook County Forest Preserve, those cooler nights have got fish excited. Bass are on small to medium roaches under bobbers. Been very, very good. Skokie Lagoon's bass, bluegill, and bullhead are both very active in the shady areas. Maple Lake bluegill, small bass from the narrows in the middle and the shoreline along the eastern shoreline. Tampier bass on golden roaches under about 2.5 to 3 foot of water, rather 2.5 to 3 foot down from the bobber. Crappie off the pier on the peninsula, small but still fun to catch. Don't pass them up. Bussy Lake, water came up with the rain we caught. Water's going down. When it gets a little bit more, I would definitely check below the main dam for lots of activity going there for many, many anglers. I love that area too. Wren Lake, we're seeing super white bass action. Crappie are a little okay. I'm not going to call it, you know, fair, but I'm going to call it, you have to work for them. Catfish are very good in the Wren Lake area at enjoywrenlake.com. Well, you heard the flute playing, so we're coming to the end of the show, and I'd like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And in honor of all of those who gave all on 9/11 20 years ago, this comes from the Dumwash Nation. It says, "There is no death, only a change of worlds. There is no death, only a change of worlds." Think about that. Please, let's keep all of them in our hearts and pray for all of those first responders around the country who go at the fire, at the sound of an emergency, while we stand to the side. We thank you. Please remember, we don't know the woods, the rain, the storms, the fish we catch, the birds we're shooting, or the doves we're trying to shoot, according to Mike Reynolds. We're really trying to get them all for our children's children's children, and we want to keep them for our children's children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, everyone.